Skoda has filmed promotional videos on the island several times over the last few years to promote its SUVs, the Kodiaq, spelled with a Q, and the Karuk, which is a play on Aleutic and Inuit words that mean car and arrow. Guillaume Joly is in charge of Skoda's public relations in France. He says the car company invited journalists that focus on vehicles to Kodiaq to encourage more press about the cars on the island, which are both Kodiaqs, but one is four-wheel drive and the other two-wheel drive.
We wanted to show them where the name Kodiaq comes from. So it's also really important to show the island, to show the city, to show how you live here and what do we imagine when we think about the Kodiaq.
There were two reporters in Kodiaq this weekend. Julie explains they traveled under the sponsorship of their individual organizations. French journalist Christophe Bourgeois says he's a freelancer, but is working for a French automotive newspaper on this trip called Auto Journal 4x4.
This island is very different from islands in Europe, particularly in France. Everything is quite peaceful, and the countryside, the landscape is very huge. You know, this is wildlife, and it's very impressing for us.
The writers visited places like the Baranof Museum and Alaska Aerospace Corporation's Spaceport Complex in Visakhshak, among others. The cars are sold in Europe, but are not currently on the market in the United States. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.